Well, it's time for us to say hello to Mr. Mike Brennan, who is the editor of MI Tech News. Mike, welcome to the show.
So it's actually the Gang of Two and Captain Nomophobia.
There we go, yes. And one of your reporters is in studio with us, too. That's Nicole Johnson. And as a matter of fact, Nicole, you can go ahead and press the button and say hello to the boss is on the line here.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
How you doing, Nicole?
Mike is going to be in here helping us with security matters in just a little bit. But Mike is the editor of MI Tech News, and as a matter of fact, Nicole is one of the reporters and handles things about STEM education and women's
science,
issues.
And technology, engineering, and math.
Right, STEM. And women in technology as well. So we'll be talking with her a little bit about that later on. Mike, let's talk about some of the headlines in this week's MI Tech News. And then we could tell people about how to get hold of that. One of the things I saw here was the Michigan facing a critical shortage of tooling professionals to fill the skills gap.
Yeah, I was up in Traverse City at the Center for Automotive Research's big hoedown they have there every August. And a lot of really interesting information. And I did an interview with Lori Harbor from the Harbor Reports. Her dad started that, and she's taken it over.
Oh, yeah.
But one of the things that she talked about, if you think back, the main reason that auto industry really started in Michigan was there was tool and die shops everywhere.
Yep.
Well, there still are to a degree, but the problem is that most of those very skilled folks are 56 years old or older, getting ready to retire, and there really isn't a core group behind them to step in. And so there's a big initiative underway now to recruit more people, to train more people, to get them plugged in. Otherwise, it could be really bad for the auto industry.
Folks, if you'd like to get hold of a copy of MI Tech News, it's free. All you got to do is go to internetadvisor.net, scroll down on our page, and click the subscribe button. I do want to wrap up one thing with Mike Brennan before we leave. Mike, we got you on a little late in that first break, and so I wanted to wrap up talking about maybe two more of the headlines from MI Tech News. One of them will tie in perfectly to our conversation about security and this supposed breach of 1.2 billion passwords being stolen. One thing I wanted to talk about is something that you focus on, which is on Michigan businesses expanding both within Michigan and around the country. And New Horizons, according to you there, New Horizons Great Lakes, has bought up 11 new franchises in the Northeast and expanding out there.
Yeah, it's made them actually the largest New Horizon worldwide training network in the country now. So with what they already have and with the 11 new ones that they're adding in such big centers as New York, Boston, Philly, Hartford, those places, they're the biggest in the country right now.
Right. And they do a lot of training for people who are, you know, current employees, getting them up to speed on stuff. They had a great program when we talked with them on the air, working with veterans, for instance, and helping them get up to speed in technology. And the final thing here, by the way, folks, these are headlines from MI Tech News, and you can find them at mitechnews.com. But even better, you can get them delivered to your door every Friday absolutely free by going to internetadvisor.net, going down the page to Mike's smiling face, and right next to there is a button that says subscribe here. Click that button and you put in your email address and no dollars and cents, and you're going to get these headlines and many more. So, Mike, let's wrap up on the last one here that I saw, which is that there are five unanswered questions about the billion passwords that were stolen allegedly by the Russian hackers.
Yeah, I'd like to claim credit for this, but this is actually some good analysis from PC World. But as you read them, where do the credentials come from? What websites? What are the hackers going to do with them? What sort of, the passwords hashed, or were they plain text and all that jazz? It begins, and then since then I've read other stuff, and I know Richard also has this opinion that maybe this isn't such a big deal. It sounds like a large number, but how big of a threat is it? It's hard to assess right now.
Exactly, and that's, matter of fact, precisely what we're going to talk about with him right now. So, Mike, thanks so much for being with us, and thanks for MI Tech News. Folks, don't forget, you can subscribe absolutely free at our homepage. Thanks, Mike.